This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And joining us live from Washington, D.C. this morning, 4th District Congresswoman Val Hoyle. Congresswoman, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
So I wanted to kind of hone in on your official announcement a week ago that indeed you are running for re-election. What went into the decision to seek another term?
Well, you know, right now we are really in a difficult time in our country, and we, you know, we haven't been more divided since the Civil War, and with disinformation on the internet and people outsourcing their relationships to social media, I think it's important to have a consistent voice and have someone that actually understands how to do the job. I've worked, you know, as hard in the counties that are blue that I won as I have for the counties that are red, where they voted for someone else. I take this job seriously, and I think, you know, having the experience that I have and the success that I've had in fighting for this district is important.
And as you have gotten used to being back in the nation's capital and going back and forth a lot, was there ever any thought or serious consideration to not seeking another term?
Sure. I mean, you know, every single day, especially this year, is something unprecedented happens that's undermining our democracy. I mean, even if we look at the State of the Union, the president just insulted Democrats. At the prayer breakfast, he talked about his 2020 election, which is normally a very bipartisan thing. And, you know, it's scary. I mean, there's threats, there's things are dysfunctional. But fundamentally, when I go out in the district and throughout the district and talk to the people, you know, from Curry County all the way up to Lincoln County, I know that I'm able to make a difference. I know that my staff is doing the work. And so I think now is the time for someone that knows how to fight for the priorities specifically of a downstate district that's outside the Portland metro area. I am the only Democrat that does not represent part of the Portland metro area. So again, I think my voice is important in being able to understand the dynamics of a district as politically diverse as this one.
Yeah, I'll talk about that diversity aspect. Of the 4th District has always been that way after the last census and the redistricting. It seems like it's increasingly that way. You've got very progressive areas, very conservative areas. How do you work with everything involved there?
Look, you know, Peter DeFazio dealt with this all the time, you know, in that the district was similarly politically diverse. But in redistricting, this district was drawn to be a coastal district. So there weren't three congresspeople representing the coast. I represent 2/3 of the Oregon coast, and I'm able to really focus on coastal infrastructure. So whether it's Gold Beach and Brookings, or it's, you know, Florence or Newport, those issues are the same. It's housing, it's infrastructure, it's how do you manage tourists that come in that aren't paying into the tax base. You know, it's, you know, how do we sustain an economy? So I think that I've been able to focus, and what I do is focus on practical things. This is a district that can't be won with just Democrats or just Republicans. So, you know, if you're someone that's coming in as a progressive Democrat that fits well in Eugene and Corvallis only, not going to win this district. If you're a Republican that fits well in, you know, Roseburg and Brookings and, you know, some Coos County, some of these other areas, and don't work for the other parts of the district, you're not going to win. 42% of the voters in this district are not Democrats or Republicans. So people want someone that's going to speak up and fight for them, regardless of which party is in charge or, you know, who's making the rules. And that's how Peter DeFazio handled it. That's how I have handled things. And I think that I'm the best fit for the district, certainly in any of the candidates that are running.
As you look ahead to the potential of getting another term, are there certain priorities that you've already kind of outlined, or maybe legislation you'd really like to get to, other things like that that's kind of on your mind?
Yeah, I certainly am going to continue to work on economic development, the Port of Coos Bay intermodal project, something the Biden administration strongly supported, the Trump administration strongly supports, and that will bring, you know, thousands of jobs to the South Coast. And I think we need to stop relying on the Portland metro area to be the economic engine. And this is the message that I've had from my colleagues in Salem. So I will work on that. And then other economic development opportunities, infrastructure. There's so many, you know, smaller places, especially on the coast, have lots of tourists, but don't have the tax base to put in water or sewer or, you know, public safety communications. I'm going to focus on those things. Working on, you know, getting us out of the timber wars mentality of, you know, people who want to cut no trees or people that want to go back to the way it was in the, you know, in the 70s and 80s. There's a way that we can come together to work on timber management, specifically in working with the tribes. We've got a federal government where they fired the people that do that have the expertise to manage our forests. So I think working with our tribal nations on, you know, expanding good neighbor authority, co-management that brings money back to our counties, our rural counties that very much need it, and allows us to manage our forests so that they're not burning, because we're losing a lot and putting people and wildlife, you know, lives in danger. So those are my three priorities.
The 4th District, especially Douglas County, really a higher percentage of veterans than you find most anywhere yeah. else. Talk about things in that area to help veterans, VA, et cetera, that you would like to work on.
So one of the things that my office has prioritized is working with constituents who need to help navigate the federal government, whether that's someone dealing with the VA to get their benefits or Social Security or the IRS. And this has become more and more difficult as the really hard workers with expertise have been fired and their workloads are going up. So we work a lot on that. My priority since 2011 has been to get the Veterans Home in Roseburg funded, working with certainly Cliff Bentz, Tim Freeman. We're both in the legislature when we voted to fund the Roseburg Veterans Home, and we have the state match. We need the federal government to prioritize this. Now, I'm a Democrat. I did not go to the State of the Union. I did not want to sit there and be insulted by a president who believes he only should represent one party. But I did, you know, we all get one seat in the gallery, and I put out the invitation to Republican leaders throughout the district, and Senator Brock Smith said that he was interested in going because he was able to make connections and meetings to talk about the importance of the Roseburg Veterans Home. Now, I could just work with people in my own party. That's not the job. And if I can work with someone, even if I disagree with them on a number of things, to get something done as important as the Veterans Home, there are rooms that he can go into, that Cliff Bentz can go into, that I just can't. And it's same on the other side, but I'll continue to work in a bipartisan way to get the appropriations for the Roseburg Veterans Home. You know, our veterans aren't asking for handouts. These are benefits that they earned, and they deserve to have us fight for them. And it's been incredibly frustrating that we've had to wait this long to take care of the people who put their lives on the line to protect and serve our country.
All right, out of time for now, but Congresswoman Val Hoyle officially a week ago announcing her campaign for reelection. Congresswoman, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.